growing up as a cinematographer, I remember being very concerned and very opinionated about the colors on the movie and what I wanted and what looks good and what doesn't look good. And what I realized is that I was imposing sometimes, imposing my view into the movie, and I was not letting the movie breathe almost. And that happened in a movie called Great Expectations. I think me and Cuarón went just too far with some ideas about color and stuff like that. And in Y Tu Mamá También, we made a big effort of almost not having an opinion on the colors and let the other people in the movie, the other collaborators, to figure out the wardrobe and all of that. We thought that that was going to make it a little more naturalistic looking. Even though naturalism doesn't really exist on film, it will make the people believe that it's more real. And we did a little bit of the same in this movie. I almost didn't want to have any opinion on the colors that the wardrobe department and the set dressers used. But I knew that I was going to desaturate the colors later in post-production. First in washes using silver, and then in post-production doing a DI, a digital intermediate, with Mr. Steve Scott here, the timer of the film. But we allow all the departments to bring the stuff and the colors they wanted to use, and then Steve, myself, and Cuarón worked on desaturating certain colors and keeping a palette more, slightly more desaturated, I guess is the best word to describe.